Hey, Delaware, happy Friday. It is the city, we still Delaware City Digest?
What's the
Digest?
Man, that was rough. Hey, Delaware, it's the Digest. I'm Lee, that's Captain Adam. There it is.
There we go.
Okay. Hey, partner, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good.
All right.
We're coming to the end of another week.
Another week.
Of fun and excitement.
Everybody behaved themselves this week, and I'm guessing those that didn't were properly taken care of and got to spend some quality time with the good folks.
Yes. Yeah. Voluntary compliance is how we prefer it, but if you break the rules, you get to spend some time with us.
So. That's good. So other than that, though, good week?
Other than that, good week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots going on. Hey, next week, and related to our show today, we're going to have a groundbreaking out at Sawmill Parkway Innovation Court out on our west side, just south of the airport. Lots going on down out there. I don't know. There's obviously lots of big earth-moving equipment, but we're about ready to start on the extension of Sawmill Parkway. We have a new business going in out there. So groundbreaking. So Sean Hughes is coming on the second segment. So looking forward
to Sean. Good. That's good.
Looking forward to talking to Sean about that event and maybe what else is going on in ED. That's economic development.
Economic development. Yeah, we renewed our agreement at the police department with the Delaware Morrow Mental Health Recovery Services Board, where they're going to provide funding again for another year. To have our service coordinator, a full-time social worker that works at the City of Police Department. It's been a really successful program, I think, and has brought help to a lot of folks, better outcomes for a lot of folks. And so we're happy that happened at council Monday night.
Right.
So.
That's a important and powerful tool for public safety, but specifically for the Delaware Police Department.
Yeah.
It's been very effective.
Yeah. Well, and since we're on the radio, I can make a Ray Parker reference here. You know, who you going to call? That's really ultimately what happens with the police department a lot of times. If it's after hours and people don't know how to get a hold of mental health or they need services, they, you know, call the police department. And a lot of times it's a situation that may not be criminal, but it's a situation that needs addressed. And by having a social worker or a service coordinator that can connect folks with services gives our officers another tool that they can get people in the right direction. So.
You're right. I mean, it's another layer of that community policing that we hear that term so much. And this was a great example in the discussions Monday night at council and some of the success stories one facet of that community policing concept.
Yeah.
So yeah. Very exciting. So anyway, I'm looking forward to talking with Sean in the second segment. But before we do,
we interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Get a little headline news.
And the news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Well, let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Went wild. The news may be a little wild today, Lee, because I'm doing it a little different.
Uh-oh.
Normally, you know, I have my pen and steno pad, and I do it kind of the old-fashioned way right there.
Wait,
I've got notes. I got notes written.
Are you going to go get a brimmed hat that says press with a press card in it?
Got my little notebook here. I'm going to use my phone here for my notes, so it's electronic. So it might be a little...
We're in the 20th century now.
Might be a little disjointed today.
Wow.
But, according to the city's website, we have four governmental meetings coming up here in the near future. We'd love to have you there. The first one's July 27th, which is already happened.
Soon.
See? Soon. Sorry, that one's over. But how about August 2nd, which is city council
there
meeting at 6:30?
Bring it on.
And I believe that's a special city council meeting. Right?
Correct. That is.
Outside of our normal rotation, and it's at 6:30 instead of 7. So special city council meeting, and I believe that relates to...
Aggregation.
Electric aggregation. The Civil Service Commission is going to meet August 3rd at 3 p.m., and then the Planning Commission meeting is at 6:30 on August 3rd, too. So if you're interested in any of those, again, the agendas, links to watch it online, all of that's available at www.delawareohio.net. We had Clerk of Court Cindy DeNovo on last week to talk a little bit about the second chance week that municipal court is offering between August 22nd and 26th. Really has to do with the fact if you've got some outstanding fines and costs, maybe you have an active arrest warrant, maybe your license is suspended and you don't have any idea how to go about getting it valid again, the court is offering help in all those areas. They're offering ways to take care of those things. And essentially, I think she said, get right with the law, right. Get right with the right. court. But there's information on the city's website about that if you're interested in the Second Chance Week.
Coming up in August. There's a couple of things. Depending on what your needs are, you may have to schedule to have that taken care of. And then some you can just go in that week and do a drive-by. But go to DelawareOhio.net and you'll learn everything you need to know about it.
Yeah. Citizens Police Academy is taking applications now. If you're interested in kind of a behind-the-scenes, hands-on look at the Delaware Police Department and everything that it takes to provide 24/7 coverage 365 days a year for public safety, we're looking for residents and or individuals that live or work in the city. So if you work in the city, you may not be our resident, but you work in the city and you're interested, we're taking applications. And that begins at the end of August, Tuesday nights, 6:30 to 9:30. It's a heck of a fun time, and we always usually get great reviews. And if you're interested, there's information on the city's website under the police tab.
I love the fact that it is not just PowerPoint. This is a real hands-on. You guys really do some clever things to immerse your students in the class in what policing is. And yeah. It's not sitting at a table and watching a PowerPoint. You actually have exercises and drills and things that they go out and kind of do what you guys do.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, we will have officers come in and kind of talk about how we search buildings and how we look through buildings when we find an open door. And then we'll take you into the basement of the police department and maybe turn the lights down low and let you try it. And we talk about how we complete traffic stops. And then we'll set up a simulated traffic stop and let you do it. So a whole lot of those things where you get to actually do it in a safe environment, but get to see what the officers see from their perspective.
Great experience. I do think, Adam, the last time when I took part, the cavity search was a little bit far. I did not. I thought that was.
You didn't need to experience
no,
that.
No, I did not. So just kidding.
He's kidding. He's kidding, folks. Yeah. So that, again, is the Citizens Police Academy. Runs for about 7 or 8 weeks on Tuesday evenings. And the final episode of that is that we actually have a court trial that the students get to put on based on all the evidence and things that they've done all week long and or all through all the weeks, I guess I should say. The other item that I have here, if my phone will cooperate, is it's been announced Fishing with a First Responder is on September 10th. We're taking enrollment for that now. It's open to ages 5 to 13, and we have two sessions, 8 a.m. to 11 or 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Another great event that we started doing at the police department a few years ago. You can come out and you can fish with policemen and firemen, and it's just a great event. We've lucked out and had great weather, and the ODNR, there will be a lot of folks out there helping us.
When is that again?
September 10th.
September 10th at Smith Park.
Smith Park.
The pond out there, and it is. It's we have both Adam and I have taken part in that in the past, and it's a great time and lots of smiles, and they do a great job. I know Officer Hartman, Jake Hartman, is one of his near and dear projects, and always look forward to hopefully we'll get Jake on, and maybe we can talk about this as we get closer to September.
Yeah. Yeah, and good way to get kids outdoors.
Sure
and,
is. Yep.
It's just a lot of fun. So, Lee, I think that is the news that makes Delaware one of the best places in America to live. Also, one of America's best hometowns. That is Delaware.
There's a new quote. Wow. I like the add-on. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. One of these days you're going to have to shut me down.
No. We just extend the show by another 2 minutes each time.
So. It slices, it dices. Delaware's the place to be.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. No, Thank you, Adam. That's a great report. Second segment, stick around. As we said, Sean Hughes will be on. Sean, of course, is the City of Delaware Economic Development Director. We're going to talk to Sean about a groundbreaking next week and its importance to our community and what it means for residents. All that and more after these messages. Hey, we're back. It is The Digest. I'm Lee. That is Captain Adam Moore. Gage is here and on the phone with us. Sean Hughes, of course, the City of Delaware Economic Development Director. And Sean, a big week next week for the City of Delaware. You have called this this economic development project a driver for the city, the county, the region, and the state of Ohio. Tell us about what's going to happen next week.
Coming week, we will be doing a groundbreaking for several things, actually, at once, which are all tied together and very exciting. One of those will be the actual groundbreaking of Sawmill Parkway, the extension from its current terminus just past 42 all the way over to, well, actually, we're not going all the way over to Section Line Road, but we're working that way. So this will be another segment of that road working towards Section Line Road. The second thing we're groundbreaking is actually the Sawmill Point Business Park, which is the park that this section will allow us to access. And the third thing that we're groundbreaking at the same time, lots of groundbreaking to happen, is the first tenant of that business park. And that's a business, a longtime business of Delaware, that is expanding hugely, building a 200,000 square foot building, and expanding their operations here in the city of Delaware. And that's Inopac.
Yeah, it's awesome. Not any one of those would be a big deal in any place in the United States. The fact that not only is there a road extension, but there's a business park planned, and on top of that, there's already a tenant who is ready to, they're ready to go, and so they're going to be getting their facility underway too, Sean. That's big news. As you said, this is big news not just for the city of Delaware, but really for the entire state of Ohio.
Absolutely, Lee. As most people have probably read in the newspaper or elsewhere on social media, the inventory of commercial properties, especially industrial, is really very low. And this allows us to have acres upon acres of pad-ready land that we can serve the future employers for the city of Delaware. So Excel Project Management, which is the developer of Sawmill Point Business Park, is already starting to work with us on their next project, which is 294,000 square foot of dual speculative buildings that will be able to serve one, two, or multiple employers in the near future.
And we're kind of in a unique position, too, because of the access to Delaware in the sense that, you know, on the east side, you can be out to 71 really quick. And on the west side, you can get over to 33 and get to the west side of Columbus and 270. You got 23 running right down north and south. I mean, we're kind of in the heart of it all when it comes to Central Ohio.
Correct. Yes. It gives us access to actually one of the largest labor pools in Ohio, if not the country. And that obviously is very attractive in this day and age where labor is so hard to come by. So, we're in a perfect place being where our business park is.
We're talking with Sean Hughes, the City of Delaware Economic Development Director, about the groundbreaking next week for Sawmill Parkway, an extension of Sawmill Parkway, and the Sawmill Point Business Park. This is all on the west side of Delaware, just south of the Delaware Municipal Airport, where Sawmill Parkway currently ends. And Sean, you mentioned the first part is the Sawmill Parkway now will be extended. It's about 1,400 feet, I believe, further west. And this will be primarily where the new business point park is going in. And but ultimately, the plan is for Sawmill Parkway to extend all the way to Section Line, correct?
Correct. We have we're working on a funding model, have one component of that, a public-private partnership model that will allow us to continue to expand Sawmill Parkway to the west, and hopefully in the next couple of years or next few years, anyhow, get to Section Line Road, which will be great for even those who are traversing from the west side of Delaware elsewhere and down Section Line Road. It gives us another point of access.
You know, I've been around Delaware a little bit. No jokes, please, Adam. Let's spare the old man jokes. But
they don't have a cutout at the Historical Society yet. No. Lee Yoakam welcomes you.
No, right. The point I am making is that business park starts don't just happen every day. And you know, if we just looked a little bit to the north of where we'll be next Thursday at the existing business park, industrial park, that was started in 1965. And we're kind of due. My point is, these just don't happen. And this is a big deal, Sean, isn't it, for the city of Delaware?
Yeah, it takes years of relationships and trust in order to get developers to work with the community to make these tremendous investments. I mean, you know, we're making a significant investment ourselves as a city. It's upwards of $18 million on our side, but the developer themselves are spending multiple millions of dollars to get their park ready. They'll need to build internal roads that'll get dedicated to us, as well as do other, you know, site drainage, stormwater plans, and rectifying stormwater. So, I mean, there's millions of dollars are spent on these projects. So the fact that we brought Excel Project Management to the table was tremendous, and a relationship that we spent probably about 3 years building before they were ready to flip the switch here.
And you know, we talked about our historic industrial park. There isn't a lot of land. There isn't a lot of developable land left there. It's about build out and. For us to stay competitive and to create those jobs that help make Delaware what it is, this was a necessity. And some listeners may go, well, $18 million, what is the hope for return, Sean? And I think I saw a number of more than 2,000, projected more than 2,000 jobs when this is built out.
Yeah, I mean, maximum occupancy, you could see close to 2,500 jobs in this 89-acre park. You know, with a payroll of nearly, you know, upwards of $87 million. So, you know, the return on investment to the community is tremendous if you look at the income tax generated alone on this type of investment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now is the time for me to throw a shameless plug out there that, you know, we want business, we want people to come to Delaware, and part of the reason you want to come to Delaware is we have great city services like the police and fire department.
Absolutely. People, that's the first thing all employers say when they come here. We love your police department.
Well, I mean, you know, we joke. I mean, that's but that is a big, that is part of the pitch that we make, Sean, correct, that there are outstanding services here, and it's not unusual to be able to pick up the phone and get in contact with the chief of police or the fire chief or Sean Hughes or the city manager.
Absolutely, Lee. I mean, crime statistics are readily available. They do look at those. We offer them when they ask for them. And they actually, you know, the city made a very strategic move several years ago of putting a fire station right there in our business area, industrial area. And that's very attractive to them because, one, response times are low if they have emergencies, and two, it decreases their insurance because, you know, having a fire department that close with the response time and our ISO rating, it really does help them on the insurance side of things.
Right. Hey, Sean, we'd be remiss if we didn't also talk about the third part of next Thursday's event, and that is the groundbreaking for InnoPac. I believe it was 2007-ish, maybe, when they built their original facility there on Pittsburgh Drive. at the West End, and here they are in 2022 breaking ground in their second building, not only staying in Delaware but expanding in Delaware, got to feel good to be able to retain a business, obviously, but a one as good as Inupec is.
Absolutely, Lee. I mean, the fact is we're one of the most productive facilities for them. They had moved, because of that, they had moved all their operations from Texas to Ohio a couple years back. And, you know, they just keep growing their product line and what they're offering to their customers. And that has necessitated this new building that also allowed them to do some logistics from this location, which they've never been able to do in Ohio, or in Delaware, rather.
So that is Inupec, of course, part of next Thursday's event. And, Sean, just very quickly, again, this is Thursday, August 4th. The event is 2 to 4 p.m. Groundbreaking will probably be, you know, sometime after 2 or so, I'm guessing.
Yes, that's what I would guess. After all of the speeches and whatnot, we'll stick some shovels right into the dirt there and get this thing started.
Sean has a 47-48 minute speech, I think, prepared, plus PowerPoint. Plus PowerPoint.
Absolutely. PowerPoint. Well, I'm actually going to act it out. It's actually some sort of interpretive theater, I think.
All right. So, I like it. Okay. All right. Well, that will be worth that's worth just that alone. But next Thursday, it is a historic day for the city of Delaware, for the region, for the county, and for the state of Ohio. Groundbreaking at Sawmill Parkway and Innovation Court. Sean, we'll let you get back to planning all of that.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day.
All right. He is Sean Hughes with the City of Delaware Economic Development Team. Big day for Delaware.
Yeah, exciting things happening.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. And, like, you know, I kind of clumsily tried to point out that these just don't happen every day. And, you know, you just look at what's just north of there is the park that went in 65, and we really haven't done anything. What this could be of that scale, at build out. So exciting times. So good show today, partner. Let's try it again next week.
Yep. Well, we got another week to practice. So.
That's right. That's right. we're number two and trying harder always.
Hey, we're
like Avis.
Right? We are the number one city sponsored show in Delaware. Right.
Well, that's what the market is saying. So,
I mean, I would say you're the only show.
No. Oh, hey, whoa,
thanks, Gage.
Gosh,
thanks.
I'll tell you
that
what.
Blew it.
Thanks for bringing us back to reality, right there, Gage.
All right. Speaking of reality, we'll head back to it. Until then, we'll see everybody next week on the radio.